Even this past week, both the Illinois State Senate and House have passed a bill to ban the death penalty in that state. The bill's been passed to Governor Pat Quinn's office for approval. It now lies entirely within the governor's hands, but Quinn has declined to give a real answer on whether or not he plans to sign it. He did, however, pledge this week to follow his conscience.
I think the job of a governor on any issue, but especially one of paramount interest and importance, is to reflect, study, listen. I try to do that in everything, and I will do it here.
That's not a real answer. If he does sign the bill, Illinois would be the 16th state in the union to do away with capital punishment. Joining us now, Ray Long, State House reporter for the Chicago Tribune, and Robert K. Elder, author of Last Words of the Executed and a regional editor for AOL's Patch.com in Chicago. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Ray, let me start with you. This has been a long, drawn-out battle over the death penalty in Illinois. For how long have they been seriously debating the abolishment of the death penalty there?
Well, what's interesting is it's 11 years ago this month that George Ryan put a moratorium in place on the death penalty in Illinois. And the reason was because there were serious flaws that had been discovered. And in fact, there were 12 people who had been put to death, while there were 13 who had been exonerated when he did this. And what he had discovered following a series of stories in the Tribune that outlined this was that the death penalty in Illinois was seriously flawed. He decided until we could be sure that everybody who was executed in Illinois was indeed guilty, that it should be put on hold. There have been governors since him. Rod Blagojevich has also put it on hold. The current governor, Pat Quinn, has put it on hold, kept the moratorium in place. And since then, there have been 15 people put on death row, but right now, no one is being executed.
All right. Well, I mean, how is the debate playing out in Illinois? Is it basically on party line? I mean, there has been a lot of debate because of the number of people exonerated with DNA evidence and other evidence. So is this still a partisan matter, or is it deeper than that?
Well, interestingly, George Ryan was a Republican, and Blagojevich and Quinn have been Democrats. In the legislature, it has played out with mostly Democrats voting to abolish the death penalty, but there have been Republicans too. And the reasoning is because they just don't feel that Illinois has a track record that they could trust, that they could be certain that everybody or anybody who was executed indeed had been guilty.
Well, Robert, I wanted you to take a listen, first of all, to this is Professor David Portis. He's founder of the Metal Innocence Project, and we spoke to him on Thursday.
I hope that the governor will realize that because we have a moratorium in place doesn't mean that the system is fixed. And in fact, since the moratorium was put into place in 2000, seven more men have been exonerated on the grounds that they were innocent.
So you have this state that is still, sentencing people to death. And in fact, as Ray said, there are people on death row now. It seems as though the state is in a bit of a suspended animation here, that to abolish the death penalty would at least be to go one way or the other.
But there are a lot of states, I think, that have the death penalty that don't use it that often. California, for example, I think just has, an overflowing population of death row inmates, but it's politically unpopular to execute people. So I think a lot of states are caught in this sort of catch-22.
All right. Well, Ray, what happens? That's Robert Elder. He's wrote Last Words of the Executed and is a regional editor for AOL's Patch.com. And Ray Long of the Chicago Tribune. What happens to the people on death row should the Governor Quinn sign this bill and the death penalty be gone in Illinois?
Well, the Department of Corrections said that their executions would be carried out unless a governor should decide that the that they should be either commuted to life in prison without any possibility of parole, or they could go ahead and keep the moratorium in place if indeed Illinois did not go through with the decision to put into law a ban on the death penalty.
Well, Robert, I mean, which way is the people of Illinois swinging? I mean, I was reading some of the papers and the forums and the letters to the editor are going crazy with people telling the governor to go one way or the other.
Well, I mean, Illinois has sort of a long history with the death penalty. You mentioned my book, Last Words of the Executed. A large number of quotations from that book come from Illinois. But like a lot of states, you know, since 1976, there have not been that many executions. I think 12. There were 348 before 1976 and then 12 afterward. So George Ryan's, you know, sort of clearing out of death row was just sort of one more step into the future. Like I said, a lot of states are going this way sort of at different paces.
Well, would you say that you think Governor Quinn will sign this bill?
I think he's being cagey, but I think it's inevitable that he will. Ray, what do you think?
Well, what I've seen is that Quinn is dropping indications that he has concerns about the history. He mentioned, even though he didn't say which way he was going, he said that, oh, Illinois has a flawed history. He's going to use his conscience. He is a person of Catholic faith. The Catholic organizations in Illinois have said that they would like to eliminate the death row. They would like for him to sign the ban. So there are some indications that he is very open-minded to the idea of signing it, but he hasn't taken that step.
Do you think that he will, Ray?
I can't read the mind of this governor, and I hate to predict the future on that, but he was sending signals that he may, but he also had said during the campaign that he just completed that he believed there were some certain crimes that were worthy of the death penalty.
That's Ray Long, State House reporter for the Chicago Tribune, and Robert K. Elder, author of Last Words of the Executed, and a regional editor for AOL's Patch.com, talking about the Illinois State Senate and House passing a bill to ban the death penalty there.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.